So, in relation to Tanya Perek Lamed Beis that we learned last week, where the Baal Tanya addressed how a Jew really attains and acquires Ahavas Yisrael. That was the Shmuz last week. And the Baal Tanya's premise was that if a person doesn't identify with their body, rather they identify with their neshama more than their body, that's how they arrive at Ahavas Yisrael. Okay? Bodies divide people, neshamas unite people.
Because we're all part of the same.
So let's see now. So what we're going to learn tonight in the Pre-Aretz is from Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. Rav Mendel of Vitebsk was probably the, it's hard to say these things, but he was probably the prime disciple of the great Maggid. He decided to go and move to Eretz Yisrael. He took 250 families. I think they arrived with less than 100. They lost the numerous families on the way. He's buried in Tveria next to Rav Avram of Kalisk and Rav Yankov Shimshon of Shepetivka. Rav Yechanan of Stoln is there, and Rav Yechanan of Stoln was from a much later time. Anyhow, so what's interesting about this is Rav Mendel of Vitebsk was the mentor appointed by the great Maggid to mentor the Baal Tanya when he came. And then the historians say that if Mendel Vitebsk would have stayed in Ukraine and that part of Europe, that he would have succeeded the Maggid as being the one unified force instead of it splintering off into all the groups, that it would have been one group under him. There's a powerful, powerful letter printed in Tanya as part of the Sefer Tanya in the back when Mendel Vitebsk passed away, and it's used as the relationship between Chassidim and the Rebbe, Talmidim and the Rebbe, after a Rebbe's passing. That letter became kind of the guide for that relationship. All right, so let's see how he addresses this very same topic. So we're going to learn a Parsha Shoftim, and then we also have several other the Aruch L'chaim, the Maranaim, this whole concept of why Ahavas Yisrael is so central to Hashkafa, we're going to come to see here. Pasach Arav. Parsha Shoftim, Shoftim Ad Shvatecha. I will go through this first paragraph very quickly. I want to get to the essence of it. Hinei HaDerech Ma'amar Zal. We can understand this along the path of what Chazal say, Utmiyosam, and their wonder, Achasidim HaRishonim, about the early pious ones, Ba'amram, De'ilu B'shonid Rav Yehuda, in all the years of Rav Yehuda, Kulit Tenuyu B'Seyda Nezikin Ave, all the learning that they did was in Seyda Nezikin. V'yavashalim Chad Misonei, and yet, had he taken off one of his shoes in the form of a tefillah, also, Mitra would start raining already. How appropriate for tonight. V'anan, Taninan, Yud, Gimel, Mesifta, Be'uktzin. We have 13 Mesiftas learning Uktzin, and we could take off all of our shoes and plead and beg, and it doesn't start to rain. Says the Gemara, Mishani, the Gemara answers, Rishonim have a master in Avshayel, Kedushas Hashem. It has to do with the fact that the earlier generations were selfless. They were Mesa Nefesh for Kedush Hashem, and that's why miracles happened to them. In order to understand this, Nakdim Levar, we need to introduce Maimer Hager Shabaldi's Gailuf Nehillon. Now, notice already the connection to the piece we learned last week about how this is the essential rule of Torah, V'yavtal Racha Kamecha. Amenash Yilamde Kalatur Kul al Regal Achas. So the Ger comes to Hillel, the prospective Ger comes to Hillel. He says, convert me on the condition that he'll teach me all of Torah on one foot. Are there no cups on the table?
There's one cup.
That's great. You know where they are, Josh, in that room? Bring in some cups you could drink. Right off the first room on the left when you go out. So, convert me on one leg. William Doy, and he taught him, Ma'adisani Allah, the Chavach Lisavi. What you don't want done to you, don't do it to anybody else. So, first of all, what's with this gear? What kind of nonsense is this? Teach me Torah on one foot. And what kind of answer is this? You boil down Torah to all of one mitzvah. So, But Indian who? Here's the concept. Shager Shabal is Gayer, this guy that came to convert, Chofetz Bihit Sadgoy, was correct in his righteousness. Shiloi Hamoda Vikiyam Bachas. He wanted to have one fundamental pillar. Shehi Eze Emuna Chazaka. Give me something to hold on to. Lo Yipal Anoifel Memena, that I can hold on to and I can know that I will never fall. I'll never stumble. The Adrabi Yischazek, quite the contrary, it will strengthen him, Lias Mitapes V'Oila, to continue to elevate. Ki Amuna Chazaka Nikru Regel, we know that a strong Amuna is called a leg. V'Nikru Achas, Ki Mavoya B'Makam Achas, it's called one, it's called a leg. This guy was, he looked around at the Jewish world. He saw people who were constantly stumbling and falling. I don't want to convert. If I know that I can't keep myself up, I can't stick with the Aveda, I don't want to convert. A wise guy. He was, you know, he was very observant. He saw what was going on around him. And he said, give me something to hold on to. Right in the middle of the paragraph. Here's what Hillel says to him. Hine klala demilsa. Listen carefully. Here's the rule. Shein shum efshoris hascholos efes kitzeyu shel avidos yizbarach. It is impossible to start serving Hashem. Im loy be'emunosoy emunas uman. Unless the person's emuna is the emuna of... probably Ayman, a craftsman. What does he mean? You got the triple language. Emunosai, emunos Ayman. Pirish. Shemiyat nikudas emunosai bayiz barach. This is so powerful. That even the little bit of emuna that we can have in God is gam kemi ita yisbarach. It's also from God. That's the main emuna Jew needs to have. That even whatever emuna I have, I did nothing to attain it, but I got it from a Kodesh Baruch. Because after all, he's the one who gives a person a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. The mute, the deaf heard, and the blind saw. And I'm the one who gives you the heart. So what he's saying to him here is you got to know, first and foremost, fundamentally, what you got to know is that we have nothing ourselves. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's nothing that we have. Even the little bit of emunah that we have is a gift from Hashem. You're going to ask the obvious question, what do you mean? Don't Chazal tell us that everything is from the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven? Doesn't that suggest that the fear of heaven is something we got to create on our own? So we do deserve credit for it? That said about the earliest, very original, beginning desire, in order that afterwards the person can even have some inspiration from above. Why do you even need that little bit? He says, "Mishum debichosa deleila lesharia alasarik naya." Because a heavenly awakening of pouring from above will not go into an empty kli. There's got to be something there. You got to do something. Take some action that'll allow the Rebbeinu Shlomo's bracha to be chal. K'maymer Elisha, like the famous story with Elisha, the poor woman who comes to Elisha and says she doesn't have any money, and Elisha says, what do you have in the house? She says, ma'at shem, and I have a drop of oil. He says, good, then the oil will increase. Why couldn't he do it without a little bit of oil? There has to be something. But we got to know fundamentally that were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us every step of the way, lo yochaloi. We are worthless. We have no power. Ukemaimer, like we see similarly, Pischli Kechuda Shalmachet, Hashem says, open for me an opening like the head of a needle. V'ani eftach lechem, and I'll open for you a hallway like the size of a banquet hall. Why? Ki b'sarutza delisata, because when a person awakens, arouses a little bit from below, is arubois hashamayim niftochim b'peretz mayim rabrim leichlu lechabais hazahava. The windows of heaven will open with overflowing water that will never be able to extinguish the love that will come from the Ribbono Shel'olam if we put forth an earnest effort. Kol chad lefum shura delay. We must know that this is customized, each person according to their level of what effort we can put forth. V'lav kolap and shoven. But be careful to know that no two people are alike. Next page. Kufcha. You're going to ask, what, God's playing favorites? He gives one person a lot and gives another person a little bit? Stop asking questions about things that you have no business dabbling in. Right? Stop feeling bad for yourself. Stop looking into God's secrets. Now look at this. Mi yodeya ruach bnei adam ha'olim l'mayla kal kenesher. Who can measure which people are elevated to the heights? They fly in ruchnius like eagles. V'ruach ha'adam u'behem ha'yodim l'mata b'im ke'akli p'sochman al-etzlan. And then you look at somebody else and you see he's almost like an animal who's wallowing in the depths of the klipas. He says, and you want to hold that person in disdain? He says, maybe your sins are causing that person's pain and that person's lowliness. And your sins are stopping the good from flowing to him. Exact same language we saw in Tanya last week. Because after all, I mean, why would my sins prevent him? Because you're all one. Or another reason might be, maybe that person has tremendous trials and tribulations. And that's from all kinds of other reasons that he has these nisayonos. Don't judge anybody else until you are in his place. This is such strong language. And maybe in the place that he is living right now, maybe even a complete and total tzaddik would not be able to overcome that person's temptations. Maybe even the greatest tzaddik, if he was given that person's circumstances in life, maybe he'd be much worse than him. How's that for judging people? V'im timer, you're going to ask, Lama yishlichoi Hashem mi'alponov, l'makam ha'klipis v'nisyonis? Why did Hashem decide to put that particular person in that horrible situation with those particular tests? Elu kavshid rachmano. Those are God's secrets. V'roitze b'izgalis elei kusoi gam sham. The Rebbeinu Shalom put the person in that horrible place in order that the person will reveal God's presence even in that distant place. U'lekadosh shemay b'rabim shem b'klipos. And to sanctify his name, Birabim. What does that mean, Birabim? So normally we translate that, it's among 10 Jews. He says, no, Rabim are the Koyach of the Klipos. Echad is the domain of God. Tura de Rabim is the how we refer to the domain of the Klipos. Masha Enkenato? Oh, you're feeling good about yourself? Lechein Hashem alekecha imach, nosad lecha rachamim. You're lucky. Hashem gave you mercy. He gave you love and awe. So embrace your good fortune, but don't be judgmental of anybody else, because you have no idea what somebody else's circumstances are, and you have no idea how we would do in that other person's circumstances. Next paragraph. Ike v'shoyrish hakoil. The root and the main thing is she'ein b'yichoydes ha'odam ba'atzmai, that no person alone on his own, left to his own devices, la'asish shum ma'ase v'cheshben mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, we would not be able to do any action, any accounting of mitzvahs and good deeds, uli davik b'darkei Hashem, and to cleave to Hashem, ki im al yodo yizbarach ha'boire ma'ire ha'esh avos eviros upon him. The only way we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if God gifts us the love and the awe and the feelings and the determination to do so. It's not us, it's Him. V'im koyom alechafatzti b'chalei l'nevoyis. And if Hashem were, God forbid, to say to a person, I have no interest in you, lo yayilu lo lekadosh atzmai, he would be able to do nothing to sanctify himself. What can a person possibly do if Hashem doesn't help him? How would he possibly be possessed by the Kedusha of Hashem and his dveikus? The only way we can serve him is because he has pity and compassion on us. V'chesed kelin, it's the kindness of Hashem. K'maymer l'cho Hashem chesed. To you, Hashem, is tremendous kindness. Ki'ata teshalom l'ishkemaseir. The very fact that you pay us for our actions is chesed. Well, why? If we're deserving of it, it's not chesed. Then we deserve what he did for us. Elamai, we're deserving of nothing. The very fact that Hashem gives us reward for our mitzvahs is chesed, because he's the one who gave us the ability to do it. He gave us the inspiration to do it. He gave us the kayach to do it. He gave us the wherewithal to do it. Ay, ay, ay. L'chein. Next paragraph. Third paragraph on the page. Lo'itikoinu avoidel lelikim. Yeah.
Does he only give the initial idea? Or does he give the
follow-up? Fakid. He says the initial idea is perhaps what we can contribute. Everything else comes from him. The original is Sarusa. Huh? Okay, let him follow.
Think the opposite.
Right. Well, let him flesh it out. This is why we find the concept throughout Avoida. And this is the pattern both in davening, it's the pattern in mitzvahs. In many different places you find this pattern. The first thing a person has got to do before they serve, whether it's in Kriya Shema, Shemona Esrei, mitzvahs, you first set up a system, where you are misader the shevach of the makom, where you relate, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Why does it always come first? Because v'histaklus zikoren miyet erech atzmei v'emek shiflusi. The first thing a person's always got to do, Ramatla talks about this throughout Peliyot's numerous places, it's got to start with shiflus atzmei. It's got to start, there are always two qualities, greatness of Hashem, lowliness of self. The point is, it's not lowliness of self, only that I'm a low life and so on. It's the recognition of the emptiness, of the inability, of the fact that the only way we are really able to serve is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts us that ability. Eich ha'adam karutz mechaymer. How is it possible that a human being, hewn from gashmias, geshemacher, a crass physical being, afa min adama, be'en av la'yiru, whose eyes cannot see, u'vazna av la'yishma, whose ears can't hear, u'b'liba la'yavan, and his heart can't understand, kim ali kim asayem, were it not for Hashem's gifts. Ha'nei te'o izan ala yishma, im yoytza'ayan ala yavit, after all, it is Hashem who gives us the ability to see and to look. Ve'en koycha b'fiv l'daber, we don't even have the ability to say a word, kim idvar Hashem, without Hashem telling us. Kim aymer, Hashem sefosai tiftach. What's the very thing we say immediately right before Shemona Esrei? Hashem, open my lips. Because without it, my davening is nothing. I can't do it. I can't move. There's nothing I can do. So the very statement we make immediately before Shemona Esrei is the last moment of sobriety before I start is, Hashem, you're the one who's talking. Gam avosoi, gam yirosoi, hale Hashem zu, my love and my fear, it's all Hashem. After all, who is the one who's loving? Is it not God? Who is now spreading out in my nefesh? And who is there to love? What is love itself? It's only that which is drawn from the essence of godliness, that comes together and unifies in this lowly world, and it allows itself to play itself out in this small world called the human being. And wherever Hashem is, that's how he is expressing himself in him. It's all a Kodesh Baruch. Now, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed the other pieces we've done, Shabbos mornings and so on, pre-orders, were very poorly written, very hard. This piece flows. This it's very rich in psukim and so on. There's a certain flow to it. When a person is overcome by a passionate love, so the person has no clue really what's going on. The person should cast everything away in the face of that love. He should recognize that if a person experiences a moment of love to Hashem, that there's nothing in the world that is as precious as that. Negate everything else and go for the love. And to the degree that a person becomes engulfed more in the recognition of the gift that he's just received of this love, and he understands the truth of it, that it's not his, but I'm experiencing a godly love that's coming from Hashem. Kimalsa, because after all, what did I do? What could I possibly have done? I know my thoughts. I know my physical desires. I know my loneliness. This can't be me. It's got to be the Rebbeinu Shlom who's coming, who's flowing through me right now in the form of this love. There's a spirit of Hashem that's coming through him. And it's his words on my tongue. What I'm experiencing now is a fire coming from Hashem himself. It's unbelievable. This isn't me. I'm being, what is the term they use when a person is taken over?
Possessed.
I'm being possessed by a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yislav, Yosef, Yosef. When a person will recognize this, they'll become more and more engulfed in the flame. B'koil godov le'yosef, with a tremendous loudness that'll never stop. Le'soch la'yiriyah, there's not enough paper to write it. V'le'aspiku mayim d'yoy, liyamim d'yoy, the seas don't have enough ink. Le'var oitzim v'goydol chalala shalev ha'oyev amiti, to describe the vastness of a heart that's on fire with love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unukudose b'zeh v'hevel piv b'lahav HaShemayim, and his words will be engulfed in flames heavenward. Now, here is where he says,